It's the Kim Monson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our body.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, and welcome to the Kim Monson Show. I am Kim Monson, and let's have a conversation. Thank you to each and every one of you for listening. You are treasured, you're valued, you have a purpose. Live with intention and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And always like to say thank you to this team that I get to work with. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the folks here at Crawford Broadcasting. I so appreciate your support and your good work. Check out my website. That is kimmunson.com. That's MONSON.com. The recaps and podcasts of the shows can be found there. And sign up for our weekly email newsletter as well. You will get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent podcast and our most recent op-eds. Check out the podcast that I just did recently with Dr. Victor Davis Hanson from the Hoover Institute at Stanford. Very important. We talked about Trumpism, as well as censorship and cancel culture. And we'll be talking with Helen Raleigh a little bit later today about cancel culture with the canceling of Dr. Seuss. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And you can contribute to keep our independent voice out there. I so appreciate your support on that as well. I wanted to say our thoughts and prayers go out to the families and friends of these victims of the shooting in Boulder earlier this week. And remember, my friends, the thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And that is why the founders of our country put the Second Amendment into the Bill of Rights. Politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, PBIs, can be bad guys. And in fact, in the 20th century, governments, Mao, Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, just to name a few, killed more people than any individual. And that is why our Second Amendment is so important, and we must be very suspicious of any PBIs that are politicizing this event to take away our rights. I think that is really important that we understand that. Be sure and check out America's Veteran Stories this weekend. That is on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7 FM, Sundays 3 to 4 PM. And we will be talking about Echoes of Our Wars, Vietnam Veterans Reflect 50 Years Later. This book is presented by Colonel Bob Fisher, and we'll be talking with Grady Birdsong, Bob Averill, and Paula Sarles. They're all Vietnam era or Vietnam veterans, and be sure and check that out. Our quote for today is from Dr. Seuss, and he says this. He says, "Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened." And Dr. Seuss was born in 1904. He died in 1991. And he's written all these great children's books, The Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and Oh, the Places You'll Go, among them. And it is unbelievable that today in this cancel culture that we are seeing that they are trying to cancel Dr. Seuss. And we'll be talking with Helen Raleigh in segments 3 and 4 about that. Our bill of the day, it has arrived. That is House Bill 21-1232, and they call it the Standardized Health Benefit Plan Colorado Option. Ultimately, this will move to a government-run health care. And what will happen is our health costs will rise, our access will become limited, and our quality will go down. And I hope that this does not pass. Of course, with the radical activists, the regressives that we have in the State House, the State Senate, and in the governor's office, they can ram this through. I hope that they don't, because that is going to be another nail in the prosperity and flourishing of everyday Coloradans. And so that is here. It's, again, House Bill 21-1232. And it is being sponsored by Representatives Roberts and Joda and Senator Donovan. And this is one very bad piece of legislation that is down there at the State House. And just wanted to do a quick headline, and that is that Mesa County commissioners have passed a resolution to end government-mandated restrictions on businesses. And this has been published here at KJCT in Grand Junction. And I think this is really a great step. The Mesa County Commissioners unanimously voted to pass a resolution to do away with government-mandated COVID-19 restrictions in their county. And good for them. I like that step into freedom there. And then one other thing. This was from the Denver Post. It says federal money flows into Denver suburbs, and now they have to figure out how to spend it. And this is another thing that is very, very disturbing, is Washington, D.C., those in Congress and the president and vice president are printing money like crazy. And then they are rewarding these blue state governors, these blue city mayors, they're rewarding them for the lockdowns and the assault on our small businesses with federal money. And I'm very, very deeply concerned about that as well. And on the line with me is Christy Burton Brown. She is a candidate for the Colorado State GOP chairmanship. Christy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim. Good to be here.
And this election is this Saturday. And why should you be the next Colorado State GOP chair?
I think one of the top reasons is because I will transform our leadership from the top. We need a service-oriented organization that works for our counties, works for our candidates. And we also need someone who knows how to revitalize our communications plan to reach out to the unaffiliated voters and all the people we have to win over in Colorado. And I have plans to do all of that in the Republican Party here.
That sounds good. A couple of things that are near and dear to my heart. First of all is that I have had experience with people that say they are Republicans but do not uphold the Republican ideals of limited government and everyday individuals' rights and their freedoms. And I've heard that over the years that the GOP chair, that their job is to get Republicans elected. But I want to make sure that we get Republicans elected who care about the rights of everyday individuals instead of growing government. How will you address that?
Well, I'm a constitutional attorney, so I understand our party's principles. And I believe we need to make sure that our candidates, and people are excited to run for office from the local levels up, that they really understand what it actually means to be a Republican on these core issues of freedom and liberty. I think that's something the party can build into our candidates by not only ensuring they understand our foundational principles, but helping them understand how to communicate them to others. And I think often, you know, foundational principle training is something parties miss. And then occasionally we do have candidates that don't really represent our party. But I think we can go to the heart of the issue and make sure they know how to defend those foundational principles. And the party can also help recruit people in empty seats and look for people who can defend our foundational constitutional principles.
Okay. And one other thing, election integrity. That certainly is a big issue out there, and I'm very concerned about election integrity. How will you address that?
Well, I have a number of plans to address it. I think one of the top ones that the state party actually has the power to do is building proactive, confident teams of people focused on election integrity prior to the next election. The chairwoman in Boulder, Teresa Watson, has built an incredible team. And these people aren't just put on the ground, you know, like 3 months before the election. They're well prepared ahead of time to know how to catch specific instances of Colorado type of fraud and what to do about it. And so it's expanding that team. It's training them early, making sure they're confident. And then, of course, I do have plans on we should be recounting the ballots in Jefferson County. It's a good test county to see what actually happened. I think we need to bring in cybersecurity and tech and data experts to inform us of where holes might be in our election system and how we fix them.
Christy, I like that. I know Teresa is doing great job, a super job up there in Boulder County. How can people get more information about you?
They can go to my website, which is kbbcolorado.com. I lay out my plans the five commitments I'm making as the next state chairman and also my endorsements and why I have so much support from county chairs and people across the state who want someone from the grassroots to be our next party chairman.
Well, Christy Burton Brown, thank you so much for joining me. And that election is this Saturday. It will be the voting members are the Central Committee. Is that correct, Christy?
Yes, that is.
Okay. And so thank you so much and good luck.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
You bet. And on the line with me is one of my great partners of both The Kim Munson Show and America's Veteran Stories with Kim Munson. And that is Karen Levine. You know her. She is an award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. And, you know, today we're going to be talking about the canceling of Dr. Seuss, Karen, with Helen Rawley in segments 3 and 4. It is astonishing to me what is happening in our country right now.
It is astonishing, Kim. And I think what's so sad about it is that many of us grew up with the riddles and rhymes and stories of Dr. Seuss, and they actually shaped us to be amazing Americans and amazing people.
Well, and that's for sure. In fact, our quote for today was from Oh, the Places You'll Go, and really one of my favorite books. And I just can't believe this. But one of another assault that we see is the assault on private property rights, home ownership. And Karen, as you've started to really realize this in public policy, you have been working to push back and make a stand for our private property rights.
What I have found is, through the 30-plus years of being a realtor and helping people buy and sell homes, primarily investors and homeowners, or I should say primarily homeowners and investors. But with that said, that has created an ability for each of those homeowners to build wealth for their families. And home ownership in America has then turned around and built America. And what we are seeing in markets throughout the United States, not just in here in Colorado, is we have a shortage of housing inventory, and much of that has been spurred on because of public policy that has made it more and more difficult for developers and builders to bring homes out of the ground.
And now that we realize what is going on, we need to take action, and I know that you are doing that. You are on the you're a member on the National Association or Board of Realtors Association, and I know you're doing a lot of great work on that. Karen, just very quickly, we're coming into the spring selling market. Are we starting to see some houses come onto the market for people to buy?
We are, but as fast as they come on, the buying populace is swooping them up. But that is certainly a sign of the beauty of capitalism and Americana. And I just encourage any of our listeners who are considering making a move that they reach out to a real estate professional, and I hope that would be me. They can reach me at 303-877-7516, and I can at least give them some good professional advice, some good guidance, and if they like what I say, hopefully they'll choose to work with me and that they will have a good experience in this housing market that we see this spring.
Well, and I've known you for many years, highly recommend you. And again, that's Karen Levine, 303-877-7516, 303-877-7516. Karen, we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kim.
And we'll be right back with Alita Yu.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Home repair questions and needs? Join us this Saturday at 9 a.m. for Fix It Radio right here on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who are supporting the show. I appreciate your contributions because it is so important to have our independent freedom of speech voice out there. On the line with me is Alita Yu, and she has thrown her hat in the ring for a Colorado State GOP vice chair. Alita Yu, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim.
And tell us, why should you be the next vice chair for the Colorado GOP?
Good question. I believe I have a skill set. When I worked at Rutgers University, I developed a lot of statewide coalitions and partnerships and between the public and the private sector, and I raised more than $7 million. I believe the skill set is transferable to the position, and I'm the only candidate that has raised $7 million, and I'm the only candidate for whom this will be a full-time position, and I'm the only candidate that has an extensive grassroots experience where I've worked from the ground up and continue to, because I'm a district captain and a CD4 vice chair and HD44 vice chair.
Well, Alita, two of the things that I am very concerned about. The first is I've heard that in the past that the job of the state party is to get Republicans elected. But I've had experience where I've seen that there's been Republicans that have been elected that don't stand for these Republican principles, this idea, these conservative principles that are based in our Declaration, that all men are created equal by God with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and also honoring the Constitution. How will you address that, that we really will be electing people that care about everyday hardworking people's rights and the ability to thrive and flourish? And the only way to do that is to have limited government and have these conservative Republican principles. How will you make sure that we get candidates and people elected that do that?
I think that's an important question. And I believe the state party has that responsibility to communicate our conservative platform to the public, but also to make sure that we vet our candidates who are running for local, county, state, and national office. I think, you know, as you probably know, I'm an LPR graduate, 2017. So those principles have been ingrained in us, but not only ingrained in us, but have translated into action. I'm an action-oriented person, task-oriented. When a person gives me a vision, I always ask, what are the action steps? I've personally recruited and trained local candidates to run for local office. And before that, before I make the commitment, I usually we go out for coffee and I talk to them about their values, what's important to them, why are they running for office? Is this a stepping stone or is it something that God has placed on their hearts to translate that American dream into practice? So I think a lot of it, and I trust the counties to make those kinds of local decisions because they know their candidates better than anyone else. But as a party, we have to model that. And that we model that by giving counties the support that they need, services, assistance, training. Training, there's a lot of training out there, and I don't believe in reinventing the wheel, and we need to be able to have that training posted on our website with organizations that share the same conservative values as we do.
Okay, and then the other thing that's on my heart, Alita, you, is that I'm concerned about election integrity. How will you address that?
The party needs to partner, for example. One of the ways to do that is to partner with Judicial Watch, who, as you know, has filed a lawsuit against Colorado and the Secretary of State on October 5th, 2020. And we need to partner with those kinds of organizations to take a deep dive into election integrity. We also need to provide support to the counties to look at that within their own counties. Who are these people who have more registrations than there are actual people in those populations? I mean, that's what Judicial Watch has claimed.
That's a bit of a red flag.
I know. I think so. Are they dead people? Are they illegal immigrants? I think we need to take a look at that. We also need to take a look at not only cleaning our voter rolls, but we need to support. As you know, there are three election and reform bills that we'll be having a hearing on March 29th at 1:30 at the Legislative Services Building. HB 1053 by Representative Williams. HB 1086 by Representative Luck. And HB 1088 by Representative Pico. We need to be out there testifying to support these bills in terms of election integrity. So it's not one bullet, one single bullet, but it's a comprehensive view of all the aspects. And yes, we need to look at our machines. I mean, as you know, Douglas County and Garfield are the only ones who use clear ballot. And we can, I know Jefferson County is looking at those ballots as well. And then I think they're working with to run those ballots again through clear ballot. Let's see, let's look at it comprehensively, because it's not just one indicator, but there's several indicators. And we need to be aggressive and proactive in looking at those indicators.
Well, Alita, sounds good. How can people get more information about you?
They can go to my website at Alita, AletaCogop.com to get in touch with me. And so I look forward to this. I think, you know, we have a lot of talented candidates in the race. But in terms of the vice chair, I believe I'm the best candidate. Otherwise, I'm the type of person I have no right to complain unless I'm willing to do something about it. So that's why I decided to step up, because frankly, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And this will be a full-time position for me. As you know, we're all volunteers here. And but this is how much it means to me to preserve our constitutional republic and to get our party to turn elections red. Because, frankly, we Republicans are tired of losing elections, and we need to unite as a party, and we need to move ahead, because our principles are sound, and they're based on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and we need to be able to better message these, our message to unaffiliated millennials and minorities.
Well, Alita, you, thank you so much. And that election is Saturday, March 27th. And those people that will be voting is the Republican Central Committee. Good luck to you, Alita Yu.
Thank you, Kim.
And let's jump over here with Jason McBride, Senior VP with Presidential Wealth Management. We're going to be talking about Dr. Seuss being canceled with Helen Raleigh in segments 3 and 4. What do you think about Dr. Seuss being canceled, Jason McBride?
And to think that I saw it in the United States of America.
I can't believe it. I know.
You know,
I can...
that's a tight one. What's his book? And to think that I saw it on Mulberry
Street. Mulberry Street. So. I got it. I got it. I know it.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. And, you know, I wonder now if, you know, some of those books that are not going to be published anymore would very quickly become valuable collector's items or not.
Well, very possibly. And I need to go and see if I have those, because if not, I need to try to get those into my Freedom Library for sure. But Jason, let's talk a little bit kind of bigger picture on people's personal economies. And we don't give investment advice here on the show. People need to sit down and talk with you regarding that. But the adage of buy low, sell high seems like that's a no-brainer. But human nature is many times works just the opposite, because people think, oh, I want to sell at the exact high. And you don't ever have to sell everything. You can always scale back. But when markets are at highs, it's probably good to sit down and maybe think about taking some profits. What say you?
Well, I think it's not a bad idea, Kim. And, you know, part of that is doing kind of an overall plan. And you may be able to figure out that you can achieve your goals with taking much, much less risk. I mean, if you're fully invested in the stock market and you don't need to take that much risk in order to achieve your goals, I mean, that's one way to figure out how much you might be able to pull off the table and have some safety there. So I agree with you, Kim. It's very difficult to sell at exactly the high. You know, only a few people get lucky enough to do that. The rest of us have to try to just get close. But I think reasonably, you look at where the markets are right now, and they seem fairly high to me, and I feel like it's not a bad time to consider locking in some of those gains and maybe looking for a safe area to hide at least for a while.
Well, and how can people get more information about that, Jason McBride?
Well, I'd say come in and see us. Let's sit down and talk about it. The easiest way to set up a meeting is just give us a call, 303-694-1600. That's 303-694-1600.
Okay, Jason, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one, Kim.
You bet. And before we go to break, I also want to give a shout out to another one of my great partners, and that is Castlegate Knife and Tool. They are located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. And having the right tools really makes a job easier. It makes it more successful. And Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place to get that particular tool that will make you successful. So whether or not you are a collector or a sportsman, a chef, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. And they're expanding their repertoire. They are actually adding in some new rifles, custom rifles, which is very exciting, as well as some watches. Go to Castlegate.com for more information. That's Castlegate.com. And again, they're a family-owned business located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. Castlegate.com. We will be right back with Helen Raleigh.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And before we get into all of this, we're running this through the end of this week, and that is a contest. We are wanting to get Reggie Carr and Donald Trump together. Reggie Carr is the founder of I'm a Trumpster. And I'd appreciate it if you would write Donald Trump a note just encouraging him to meet Reggie. And that's Donald Trump, care of Mar-a-Lago Club, 1100 South Ocean Boulevard, Palm Beach, Florida, 33480. Encourage him to have a meeting with Reggie Carr so that we can continue to get our conservative message into ethnic communities as well as to our youth. On the line with me is my friend, Helen Raleigh. She is an author. She is a speaker. Her latest book is Backlash, which is why China's aggression has backfired, and really an important book. Helen Raleigh, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
And you are busy. I want to talk about cancel culture and Dr. Seuss being canceled. But before we do that, you have a new piece that has just been released or published at The Federalist. Tell us about that.
That's a piece about my key takeaways from the most recent U.S. and China high-level summit in Alaska. So basically, you probably heard the news that the summit took place in Alaska last Thursday and Friday, and the Chinese diplomats basically lashed out at the U.S. Diplomats in front of camera in public for more than 20 minutes, accusing United States, basically use the American woke, rhetoric to accuse America's, are poor on human rights and, have issues with, democracy. So that's some of my takeaways I summarized in that piece.
Well, and one other thing that is very exciting that has occurred is you have a Prager University video that has just recently been released. Tell us about that.
Right. So, yeah, that's a project I worked with Prager University last year. So basically, they wanted me to do a 5-minute short video to speak to mostly to young people about socialism and the free market. So I used China as an example to show them how basically socialism ruined China from 1949 to 1979. And the free market ideas, even when they were implemented on a limited scale, which was the case in China, you know, within 30 years, they totally transformed China's economy. And more than 800 million Chinese people lifted themselves out of poverty. So that just showed you the power in contrast, free market ideas on a limited scale versus, full-on socialism.
Well, and I'd highly recommend that people check that out at Prager University. And you're doing so much work, Helen Raleigh. You immigrated from China. You are now a U.S. citizen by choice, and you are also a patriot. But you and I recently were talking about this cancel culture. I never would have dreamed that we would be shutting down voices, shutting down Dr. Seuss here in America. What's your thoughts on that, Helen Raleigh?
Well, I have many thoughts on that. It really broke my heart. As you know, I grew up in China. I talk about how I grew up in my first book, Confucius Never Said. You know, I didn't have any toys. I didn't have literatures like Dr. Seuss book written just for children, you know, with bright colors, with beautiful, you know, drawings, and with, you know, words that rhyme, you know, and with great imaginations. I never had any of that. So it breaks my heart to see that the Americans are throwing, you know, it away, or in the name of somehow this historical, you know, incorrectness. You know, we cannot judge historical literatures as well as people based on today's woke standard. You know, based on today's woke standard, nobody will pass those woke. Nobody's going to be pure enough to pass those woke standard. And I think this is also the cancel culture today is far beyond just Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss is a symbol, but it's not the root cause. And what I see is a Chinese cultural revolution style of suppressing different kind of voices. You know, somehow the vocal left decided that they are the ones who have authorities to tell Americans what to think, what to read, you know, how to behave. And anything will contradict that, or they think contradict that, they are going to, you know, eliminate it. And that's exactly what the Red Guard did in China. It totally ruined the country, destroyed a lot of cultures, and torn open the fabric, the social fabric that unites communities, and it sold many divisions, eventually led to violence. So this is a very dangerous trend.
All of this, I think, was percolating underneath the surface. And Donald Trump actually, I think, brought a lot of clarity to so many of these different issues, because now the veil is off. It's been unmasked what this agenda is. And it seems like that they are now working fast and furious to implement these onerous policies and this lack of freedom and the censorship. Because why? Why do you think that they're working on this so much right now, Helen Raleigh?
Well, it's all basically fundamentally a Marxist movement, because the Marxist, the socialism fundamentally is not about everybody has everything. It's really never about that. It's, you know, that's an illusion. It's really about the control. It's about a small group of people will decide how the vast majority should think, read, and behave. They want to mold everybody into this ideal mold that leads that. So that's why, you know, they are going to ban books. They're going to, I call it a digital book burning, where they ban books like this. And they are going to suppress voices. You know, as you and I both are very outspoken in the public square, we know that they are already doing that. They're suppressing, you know, voices they disagree with. Not only they won't let you to publish your voices, they actually want you persuade the advertisers to not supporting you. So they want to cut off the way how you make a living. I'm not just talking about you, but I'm talking about, you know, people with different voices. Look what they're doing to Jack Phillips, you know, the most famous baker in the United States. He's in court again, you know, because the liberals the American woke, the far left, the idea is if you don't behave, think like I want you to do, then I will destroy you. I will ruin how you make a living. I will ruin your life. And we are all Jack Phillips now. And so this is all fundamentally, it's all about control. That's why I'm saying that the Americans need to wake up. It's not about canceling a few statues. It's not about canceling a few books. It's only, those things are just a symptom. Those things are just, you know, things on the surface. But look how far we have gone from pulling down Confederacy, you know, statues 3 years ago to pulling down Lincoln's statue, pulling down Washington's statue. Now Lincoln is called a racist. You know, schools are changing their names, dropping off Lincoln from their names. You know, how far have we come within 3 years? And we're really doing, you know, the American left is really doing this fast and furious because now they have the control the majority of the power structures in Washington, and they already control the media, the entertainment center, and the woke corporations. So now they find it's a perfect time to continue implement socialism, Marxist ideals, fast and furious.
Helen, I recently did a podcast with Dr. Victor Davis Hanson with the Stanford University with the Hoover Institute. And he said something that I thought was very important. He said, we all will have a date with or rendezvous with cancel culture, each and every one of us. And how we react to that will probably define what happens to America. Your thoughts?
I agree with him. I gave a speech last night. That's what I said. I said the Republicans made a fatal mistake a decade ago for not paying attention to the culture war. Because the culture war, you know, based on what I learned from China and, you know, you look at other communist countries' history, the culture war is always preceded the political regime change. So when we lose culture, when we lose the culture war, we lose the republic. So my warning to all the, you know, conservatives, and not just conservatives, including independent thinkers too, right? You do not necessarily have to have a party affiliation. But if you are someone, you believe that you are a free person, you should live the way you wanted to, and you should be able to read whatever you want, you know, listen to what kind of music you want, and determine how you want to live your life. If that's something, the freedom is something you value, you need to stand up, you know, push back the culture war. Because if we lose the culture war, we lose the republic. And that's what's come down to.
Well, and that's why the work that you're doing is so important. That's why we do this show. And I mentioned Reggie Carr earlier today. He understands this as well, to go in and start to fight this culture war in ethnic communities, and then also through his music and his videos with young people, because young people across the spectrum, really, you can communicate to them via music and videos. And like you say, I think that I think that people that want to conserve the American idea, and I call conservatives have been given a bad rap, the name conservative, and that's also part of the war of language that, again, I think that we didn't realize was going on. But conserve, to conserve energy, conserve water, people look at that as good and responsible. Conserving the American idea of what you just said, to live as a free person, to be able to make the choices in your life, be able to read what you want, and to live freely, and that is responsibly, using that freedom responsibly, that is a conservative principle. And I've got to think most Americans adhere to that, Helen Rawley.
Yes, and I want to go back to the articles I wrote for the Federalist today about the U.S.-China diplomatic meetings in Alaska. If you read the transcript, this is why I think Americans need to be aware. If you read the transcript, the Chinese diplomat lashed out against the U.S. diplomat using the exactly same language you will read from New York Times. You will read from the textbooks that we're teaching our children in colleges and now high schools and elementary schools. They use exactly the same woke language. And the worst part is the Biden administration officials actually believe that, right? And they let those rhetorics help them to drive their policies. So they could not defend America on the world stage. So for a high-level meeting on U.S. soil, our diplomat were insulted by the Chinese diplomat, who have no business to tell us about the human rights violation.
So, gosh.
This culture war has national security implications. If our leaders appear weak, if our leaders do not even believe American ideals, how can they defend us on international stage? So all these things are connected. So I really urge, you know, your listeners from today on should take the culture war seriously.
Most definitely. Hey, Helen Raleigh, let's go to break. And when we come back, we'll continue in the last segment of the conversation about this. Before we do that, though, one of the ways that our independent voice is out there and we are dedicated to continue to look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something is a good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. And one of those great sponsors is Hooters Restaurants. And it is March magic at Hooters Restaurants. They have all kinds of specials. Their dine-in special is catch these great deals before they bounce out of here is buy 10 boneless wings and a Big Daddy for $14.99, 15 boneless wings and a 64-ounce pitcher for $20.99. And they have specials for dine-in, to-go, party packs. Go to my website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the sponsors tab. That'll drop down to all of my great sponsors. And I'd recommend each and every one of them. But if you click on the Hooters icon, it will actually bring up all of their specials there. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Helen Raleigh about this cancel culture, this culture wars, what we can do about it. Stay tuned.
Controlling your own destiny. There are a lot of unknowns on the horizon with the new administration. Predovich & Company is here to help. Trusted professionals for all your bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting needs. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. They've been helping her for years. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company works with clients from anywhere in the United States. Give them a call at 303-791-3000 to put Predovich & Company to work for you. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who are going to the website to contribute to keep our independent voice out there talking about all of these important issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And a woman who is becoming a very important voice here in America is my friend Helen Raleigh. She immigrated from China. She's written a number of books. Her most recent book is Backlash, How China's Aggression Has Backfired. And then she writes for The Federalist. She has a new video out with Prager University. And she is bold to talk about this American idea of the declaration that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Helen Raleigh, in the last segment, we said each and every one of us will have a rendezvous with cancel culture. And the culture wars have been raging, and in many ways we haven't realized it. For years, people would say, oh, in polite company, you don't talk about politics or religion. You know what that was? That was actually censoring. Instead of having conversations about these ideas and kicking the tires on these ideas in conversations, many times we, as conservatives, people that love the American idea, had good manners and did not engage in those conversations. And we gave up ground in doing that, Helen.
Yes. And I think it's time for all of us to have a wake-up call, because we have to understand the leftist woke mob mentality. You know, you look at how they treat authors, whether dead or alive, you know, who written books that they disapprove. You look at the way how they treat them. We need to understand that the just based on what's happening in China, those leftist mob will never stop the destruction of our, you know, the world we live in, the society we live in, until it gets to all of us. So, which goes back to your point that none of us is safe, because none of us is flawless, right? You know, if anyone look hard enough, they're all going to find some skeletons in the closet, you know, or things we should not said, or you know, did say that's inappropriate, or write something inappropriate, because none of us is flawless. So none of us will pass the purity test, the high standard the left mob set. And it's really not, even themselves, even the mobs who's leading this movement, they themselves are not, you know, could not pass this test. Look at what's happening at the Teen Vogue, right? They just fired their editor because she made some disparaging comments against the Asian Americans when she was a college student, when she was a teenager. Okay, guess what? So she was very woke, but she got fired because she made a mistake when she was a teenager. So we don't even have the grace to let the people grow and to change, to evolve. Guess what? A few days later, the person who exposed that young editor of her disparaging tweets, now she was discovered, you know, somebody reported her, so that she made a disparaging tweet when she was a teenager too. So you see, the mob will eventually get themselves, because nobody can pass this purity test. So we need to wake up. We need to know that this whole cancel culture, this ideology-driven the destruction of our society is not going to stop until there's nothing good left to be eliminated, to be canceled, until all of us being pinned down, you know, we have to totally surrender, you know, all the voices is being silenced, and all of us, is, you know, who survived, they will tremble in fear. That's when it will stop. Is that a world, you know, we really want to live in? If it is not, then we need to start doing something now.
And that doing something, I think, first of all, means that we understand what is going on, and then we engage in conversations in this battle of ideas. That seems like the first place to start. What do you think, Helen?
Yeah, well, definitely that's true. And in my article about the Dr. Seuss, the article about Dr. Seuss, I also give simple ideas. Such as, you know, not everyone has to go out on the streets to protest, right? Not everyone has to run office. But, you know, the first thing each one of us can do is build a freedom library at home. You know, take the woke cancel culture list. Whoever author they are going to cancel, or they, you know, they are going to cancel, buy their books. You know, because look at what happened to Dr. Seuss' book. eBay is preventing you from even trading, preventing people who want to own those books to even buy those books on a free market, supposedly free market.
Unbelievable.
So I would say, yeah, use the woke culture's cancel list to build your freedom library. Buy the books, buy the music, buy the movie DVD, and, you know, support the people like you and I who are willing to stick our neck out, you know, to speak. So we need the support. We need the support too. You know, and the next thing, some other idea is, you know, support school choice. You know, education is really key here. We're not teaching our children about the greatness of America. You know, we're not teaching our children about the evil history of socialism. So because we're not equipping them with all those knowledges, it makes them susceptible to the left ideology, you know, to condemn America as irredeemable, as sinful. You know, so we need to support school choice. It's really parental choice. We need to do more in education arena. So these are all the things that we can do without have everybody go on street protesting or do something more drastic.
Well, Helen Raleigh, your recommendation to have a freedom library is very important. And I would recommend that people make sure they know where their Bibles are as well, because I think ultimately cancel culture is going to go after everything. And of course, your book, Backlash, How China's Aggression Has Backfired, should be one of those books as well. I think that Aesop's Fables, I have started upon your recommendation, making sure that I've put together some books. I think that is a very important book to have in this library. So I think you and I should talk about different things that we can recommend for people to get into that that Freedom Library. And you mentioned our education system. And recently in Douglas County, the school board has been considering an education equality curriculum. And I looked at it, and basically it is a curriculum that is being pushed by the transgender and racism industrial complexes. These things have become big businesses. And our kids are falling behind. America is second in the world on what we spend on education, but half of the world, the kids are more proficient in the basics like math and science mm-hmm. and reading and writing. And our kids are falling behind. And there's only a certain amount of hours in a school day. And if, in fact, they're being taught this this education equality curriculum, it is taking away from teaching them the things that help our kids compete internationally, and also to be able to thrive and prosper as they become adults. And the fact that our kids are falling behind, I think, means that we need to take a strong look at these agendas and what they're trying to do when they're politicizing the curriculum of our children. Your thoughts?
Well, this is happening everywhere, Kim. It's not just happening in Colorado. It's happening everywhere. And you're right. It's not just about our kids falling behind intellectually. You know, those ideologies that we're indoctrinating the progressives are indoctrinating our kids from very young. Those ideologies, in the name of equality, it teaches divisiveness. It teaches hatred. It teaches that it reduces each one of our children, each one of us, it reduces us to something we have no control of, that our the color of our skin, our ethnicity, and we are each one of us, we are complex individuals. We are more than the skin color. We are more than our race. We are more than our ethnicity. So, but those ideologies, they are divisive. You know, you look at what's happening in America now. It's those divisive ideologies poisoning the goodwills among people, and now they are poisoning the mind of our children. And so, yes, we do need we should educate our kids with real science and math. Provide them with real education. At the same time, we need to stop indoctrinating our children.
Well, and that is why it is so important that parents understand what is happening in the classroom. And what has been diabolically brilliant, if you will, is the radical regressive activist left has figured out how to push their ideology with mm-hmm. our tax money. And that is a real problem. And we see that in the education system. And I'm calling them, they all have become industrial complexes that are pushing forward this very Marxist ideology. Helen Raleigh, it's always such a treat to have you on the show. You have your new video out on Prager University. Of course, people can find you at The Federalist. Your latest book is Backlash, How China's Aggression Has Backfired. And how can people get more information about you, Helen Raleigh?
Well, they can find me on my website, HelenRaleighSpeaks.com. I also have a newsletter. They can sign up a newsletter on my website, HelenRaleighSpeaks.com as well. And also they can follow me on Twitter, HRaleighSpeaks.
Well, Helen Raleigh, thank you so much. And our quote for today, you're going to like this, is from Dr. Seuss. And he says, "Today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way." My friends, today, be grateful. Read great books. Think good thoughts. Listen to beautiful music. Communicate and listen well. Live honestly and authentically. Strive for high ideals. And like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free. I was born free. I was born free.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.